Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my tonight, you bitches is crazy. Now, if you feel like saying that to somebody, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of scenarios, but that shit right there will be fitting for what you got to say. 646-478-0944, that's the number to call in and listen. Press the one if you want to say something, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody that listens online, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that listens via Facebook and Twitter and all those other accounts, man. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live in Cleveland, you know what it is, man. It's a lot of shit going on out there, you know what I'm saying? And I just have this to say to all you motherfuckers that be tagging people with videos that's like garbage, that really don't have content, and they just like setting you up for the woo-woo to buy something and set up accounts with other little, you know, social media networks and all of this before you could watch videos. You know, some of this shit is a scam. But you bitches is crazy because y'all ain't trying to figure that out. Now, one thing I did want to say, and I got to say this, you know, Facebook is not the only social media platform out there, nor is Instagram. There's a lot of places you can go to talk, you know what I'm saying? But I want y'all to be wary about the way you store all your information. You know, they got the cloud, they got all this and they got all that, man. But, you know, some shit you just want to keep private. So figure out a way to keep your main shit private. You know what I mean? And everything will be all right. Because as long as you keep putting shit on the internet, it's going to be on the internet, all right? And everybody is going to see it. So y'all just be worried about that shit. We're going to get down with some rumors that I hear that Bill Cosby is supposed to be settling out of court with some of these allegations he's been facing, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, touching those women. You know what I mean? So there's some of the shit you're tripping on. We got some reports out there that, what's that basketball player's name? Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley supposedly got some negative comments to say, and I listened to the show, and he had actually did a commentary on a local radio station out here at 93.1, and he kind of went in on a few folks, you know what I'm saying, and what he was saying is true, you know what I'm saying, so we're going to elaborate a little that and a couple of other topics, you know what I'm saying, along the lines of this show tonight, man. It's your boy Max, and we're going to get into this music real quick, just so we can get everything in order and bring you a good show. So I'll be back in a minute. Listen to this music. I hope you enjoy it. We'll talk radio. Well, all right, man. That's what it do. 646-478-0944. You got to excuse me a little bit. Just a little bit under the weather, man. But we're going to work it out. You know, around the country, you got a lot of people, you know, going through some things. Still going through some shit going out there in Ferguson. Some things going on out here in Cleveland, you know. Like, for instance, the Cleveland police out here are suing the city, basically, for the reprimand of them. Some of the white and Hispanic officers are suing the city because of the differences in the treatment behind this 137 shot shit that went down out here between them and the black people. Black officers. So they saying that they're being a little bit more discriminated against, you know, punished a little bit more harshly than some of their black officers are, you know what I'm saying? So they suing for racial discrimination. I'm not understanding. I'm not for certain, but they always do. It's like all over the country, you got people that's upset because we, and, you know, those that, you know, are concerned, whatever, are actually, man, you know what I'm saying, making some noise if you dare. You know what I mean? I mean, and it's so crazy because it's such a, they want to look at it as a hyper thing or a fad thing because now the media, it got caught up in it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't going to take that much time for somebody eventually to make some money off the shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been doing it, you know, since y'all brought us over here. Just to bring y'all up to speed on some things, my name is E-Max, the Image Man. I'm just a normal person from out here in Cleveland, Ohio. And, hey, there's some shit that I like to talk about. There's some things I like to read. And, you know, I kind of pay attention to a lot of things that's going on all over the place, from Alex Jones to Roland Martin, Charles Stanley, you know what I'm saying, Ray Higgins. I'm not really a fan of Dr. Umar Johnson. For whatever reason, it seems like I can see straight through his ass, you know what I mean? Y'all may not feel that way, but, you know, I've learned some things, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to expose my hand, but I've learned some things that give me a little deeper understanding that a lot of people might even perceive to believe. You couldn't understand where I'm at right now. But I'm there, and I do a little bit more listening than I do talking. So, no, I'm not really a fan of Dr. Umar Johnson. Really, his team, you know what I'm saying, they put out some excellent information, but they might as well have an apple on their asses too, with a bite out of it. But at the same time, you know, the information is critical. You can research the information and everything usually lines up. There's always different versions of everything, but, you know what I'm saying, coming from a black person's perspective, you would think that, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't differentiate. You know what I'm saying? For y'all that don't know what that means, it means it wouldn't sway from one side to another. One person might say this, one person might say that. But even though they agree on the basic point, it's just the delivery of the points that vary. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know. But I basically learned how to form my own opinion about things and come to my opinion based on some of the things that I've studied, not just what I've heard. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the shit that I understand now, you know what I'm saying, at my age, and just basically, man, putting two and two together, you know what I'm saying, and coming to a point where a lot of shit make more sense. You know what I'm saying? Not making sense in the fact that, okay, aha, I see why they doing it, but aha, I see how it's been done. Because we all know why motherfuckers is, you know, being controlled and shit. And I'm still going to say, I'm sorry, white people, but y'all is part of the shit too, and you just don't know. You think it's all about us. But see, our dumbasses are the ones that's caught up in the propaganda. You know what I'm saying? So, for instance, these stupid ass kids out here walking around slapping people with rocks in their motherfucking socks. You know what I'm saying? Bust a bus driver a couple times, swung and hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? When we was younger, man, we was on a bus and some shit like that went down. Them niggas would have got their ass whipped. They wouldn't have got away with them sock rocks. You know what I'm saying? Wait, no. That's stupid shit, man. Niggas didn't do stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? These kids nowadays is fucked up. And two of them was 17, two of them was 14. So what the hell was they hanging together in the first place for? 14, 17. Well, y'all going to jail, but somebody need to whoop their ass for real because they did the stupidest shit in the world and they on video camera. The whole motherfucking world is under the big eye, big brother, the drone. So, I don't know, man. Y'all motherfuckers, you bitches is crazy. That's the title of my show, You Bitches Are Crazy. Because, I mean, seriously, though, with all the dumb shit that's going on around this country, with all these people standing out here protesting, trying to get these cops to get up off our backs, that shit ain't going to happen. Let me tell you right now, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Because, number one, if you study any goddamn thing except who on your Facebook page doing a challenge or anything like that, your IG, if you study anything, man, that's worth studying, you pay attention to some of the shit that's happening right in front of your motherfucking eyes, and you do a little research on it, you'll find that a lot of the shit is, you know, a plan. If I can keep the white people and the black people not liking each other, I can slide in the middle, make money from everybody, have everybody working for me and making those feel a little bit better. But in the end, they got the FEMA camps ready to go. And I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to be no such thing as East Side FEMA camp or West Side FEMA camp or North Side or South Side. It ain't going to be no FEMA camp for the white folks. It ain't going to be no FEMA camp for the black folks. It ain't going to be no FEMA camp for the Indians and the Latinos and everybody else in this motherfucking country. There's going to be one FEMA camp for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't understanding. Thank you, sir. The things that we dealing with, you know what I'm saying, right here. If you did a little bit of studying, you did a little bit of reading, you watched a few videos of the technology that we got right now, you can educate yourself just like I did. But the problem is, when you educate yourself, you have those that feel like by educating yourself, you didn't get a real education. But I'm going to give you one. When you talk, they don't understand you because they still stuck on the bottom of that bullshit that they are. So what you do is you let them stay there and you keep growing as a person, all right? We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to smash on these french fries right quick without talking, you know, while I'm eating. I'm looking for something nice to play, man. Things are nice. Blackout Sound. So talk radio. Right back.
Yeah, I was watching Luke today. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and where I'm at now. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you where that loud at, and I tell you where that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can be. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, live room, I done speak the truth.
Things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something. Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
When I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life for Endo Dubset. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
I'ma count my blessings and get up on the good foot while I can. I'm gonna be somebody special, but I'm gonna stay just who I am. Gripping that grain, working that wood wheel like I'm Pimp C. Rolling up purple cushion, cocking and keeping that Glock up under my seat. Born as a rebel, but I'm on another level. Flow in 1982, I came looking to find my destiny like Chinese babies do. But I'm a black man, bitching, I'm not speaking for my health. I'm a stunner, but I'm not rapping just to glorify myself. If you know me and you love me, pray one day that I'ma shine. Pray for the Lord to make a way for me to say what's on my mind. I'm gonna tell you about these politicians locking us away, trying to get ready for tomorrow, but they stopping us today. Everybody's going wild, shooting at pilots, smoking at work. Dropped out of school to get that crack house money, now we in the dirt. Mama so hurt, so with you motherfuckers never see my face again. I know you play to win, but I'ma find a way to win. I was young and I was hungry, I was lonely as a child. Fucking with a nigga, but your nigga so phony, wanna shoot your homie down. I had dreams to be a star, watching them D-boys on that block. Went to the cabinet and got them canned goods and mixed them in the pot. I wish I had steak and lobster, but that's all we had to eat. Cause my mom was in the grave and pops was fucked up in these streets. Now I eat whatever I want. Matter of fact, I eat too much. And fake friends be coming around acting like they real, they give a fuck. Niggas be wildin', they be killin', they be ravaging the streets. I'm on a money diet, so I like my cabbage with no meat. Yo, throw cabbage and you sweet. Boy, you capping about that beat. You too scared to throw your hands, so you grabbing for your heat. While we all hoping we can make it through another night, our community collapsing while they flood us with that white. Still, I'm a warrior. Gotta get it how I live, so these niggas gotta give me that. I got it under control, I'm the one who God chose. I'ma go where he send me at.
Y'all heard that, right? That's my homeboy, K. Yachty. And I'm telling y'all, man, you got some raw entertainers out there in Cleveland with some real messages for you. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call there. Sitting here watching the unsung episode with Minnie Riperton. All right? Just giving some fun facts out there, man, that I didn't know. I bet you didn't know either. But if he was watching it, you would know what I see. Alright? Now, what's up with this Bill Cosby thing, man? You know, everybody knew Bill Cosby was a freak when he was young. You know, I told y'all before, I watched some old videos. Hopefully, I promise you to go out there and watch some. But Bill Cosby was a trip. You know what I mean? And if you look at how he controlled all the careers of the actors that he dealt with and the actresses, you know what I'm saying? And ain't none of them doing nothing right now. None of them. You know what I mean? Guess they wouldn't lay on Bill's couch. But what y'all got to do, man, do a little research on some of that and let me know. Because I kind of heard it this morning on the news. It was talking about Bill Cosby supposed to be settling, you know, with somebody that, I guess so. I don't know.
15-year-old when it happened.
Wow.
Okay.
What the hell is she doing in the Playboy Mansion at 15 years old?
It was
set up. I got more questions. Mm-hmm. Well, shut up. Something's wrong with this mission.
Something ain't right. Because I want to know who in their right mind would let their 15-year-old daughter
go to the Playboy
Mansion.
She was tricking in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She was. When you go to the Playboy Mansion, you tricking. And if your ass ain't no damn model, you tricking. If you're hanging around in there, you're tricking. What you gonna do? You gonna go clean the upholsteries and shit? You clean the draperies and shit? Hell no.
So in other words, she had fake ID or lied to somebody and said she was old enough to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the responsibility falls away from Bill Cosby.
That's right, because she lied. Her ass wasn't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and you do grown-up shit, and you get the grown-up dealt.
Mm-hmm. See, Bill didn't do something. You know? It was something they wanted Bill to do, and he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. So they exposed the shit. He done pissed the Illuminati off. That's all.
That's awesome.
You know, that's how they get you first. They bribe you with the sex and all of that shit to get you.
It's the haterade of the gang.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going with the grain.
My man, we let you get that $100 million. Now, you got to come play with us or, you know, it's going to be the hard way to go. Now you have $500 million. Well, actually, no, because then you have as much money as Beyonce and Jay-Z. Think Bill Cosby got more money than that.
Man, Bill got shit tucked away right down in the Cayman somewhere.
But, you know.
Bill was smart. He ain't got no history here in the American banks.
No. But, and you know, when you said that, it brought up something that I had read about 6 months ago. That they got a protest going on over there right now in Europe, okay? That the United States IRS has sent out memos to all the banks overseas to report any Americans that hold accounts in their bank. And if they don't, they're taxing them.
Wow.
Excellent.
I ain't gonna run martial law and govern everybody's banks. What if you didn't want your money over here? I forgot, by you being here in America, all money has to be accounted for.
Everything got to be accounted for. The whole thing is, if you own a business overseas, if your headquarters is overseas, okay, we want to know what bank you bank at, and we're going to call that bank. And they got to tell us how much money you got in that bank so we can tax you, American citizen, that own a business overseas.
That's right.
And if the bank overseas don't tell us, we're going to tax that bank. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah.
I suggest to all you motherfuckers that got businesses overseas, move. Move over there.
Right.
Move where your business at. You know why you won't go there? Because it's probably dirty and muddy and full of black folks with nappy hair.
You ain't going because you don't want to live in that poverty.
Mm-hmm. You just want to keep on benefiting off that shit.
You know the slave labor exists on the other side of the world.
Well,
that's why I tell you here in America, you can come here and You can fire up your riches and gain your fame and do all what you want to do. Yeah, right.
Them motherfuckers ain't trying to go back home, man. Man, they got too sweet over here.
Come on, why everybody trying to get here?
Mm-hmm. Come over here, make you $1 million. And you take that shit back to the Middle East or to another country where, you know, motherfuckers ain't never seen that. You a king or a queen now? You know what I mean?
Like I was saying this here the other day. We had already looked at all the nationalities, right, that reside here in the United States. Everybody got their own little damn town.
Mm-hmm.
Except for little Africa town.
Ain't no Africa town, dude.
We ain't got no motherfucking little Africa town and no motherfucking cities nowhere. You go in all the cities around the world. You got little China, little Italy, little Arab. Well, Arab, they just make themselves known because they go just take a house and make that bitch a store and shit and just post up. You know, they just
right.
Say, damn it, we're going to make a store.
Habibi.
We here. I call it the old hustle game. Remember the hustle game where back in the day you used to cut off the traffic and everything before it got to the house? So,
yep.
They right there in the middle. Before you get to the store, you say, well, damn, why am I going to go all the way up there if the store right here?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go right in there. And that's the whole analogy on how they flip-flop that shit on the hustle game. It's the same thing they did with the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how the hell they can get a house that's condemned to fall out and open up a fucking store in that bitch.
It bewilders me. I didn't know that you could have a whole restaurant in the damn house. Without the house and the ceiling and everything being up the code to the point where it's a restaurant type.
We just don't use the upstairs.
Right, we're looking for a motherfucker living upstairs and you cooking downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And that bitch catching on fire and shit. I guess they burned up.
Burned up. Well, I know what it is, man. We got a whole lot of shit that's going on right here. You know, if they kill a kid or some bad person in one of the major metropolitan areas is guaranteed to create a worldwide media frenzy. Okay? It's just like a motherfucker in jail. You work more there than you are on the street. That's why they put motherfuckers in jail. If you make it that far. You know what I mean?
I hope that I share.
There's not too many people out there that haven't been in jail. Okay? Not too many people. You think that motherfucker tell you they ain't ever got in trouble? Because they lying. Now, you know, there's people out there that ain't never smoked weed. They never drank. You know? I'm going to tell y'all, no such thing as a virgin. Because I heard girls talking about, because I ain't never had sex, I'm a virgin, but she give her boyfriend head all the time. What's that? You just can't get pregnant that way, that's all. You got to be careful. Don't motherfucker tell you I believe every damn thing. Hell, you ain't got to believe me. But if you research the shit, some of it you might find that you agree with me. We'll both be wrong or right. So, but the point is, there's so much shit going on out here, we don't know where to start. You got a 12-year-old boy that got killed. The cop said, I yelled out to him 3 times, raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. And he did that, opened the door of the car, yeah, raise your hands 3 times, pull the trigger and shot the boy in the abdomen in 1.5 seconds. 1.5 seconds. The police that killed him was 26 years old. Okay? He was riding with his training officer.
Who was highly decorated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question. Who's to say that the training officer didn't say, shoot his black ass?
Right.
We'll never know.
But if you get them cameras, you will know. I say, instead of spending that damn money on them damn flashlight fucking cameras to try to catch motherfuckers running around and speeding and shit, you should have took all them fucking trillions of dollars that y'all made on them damn trying to trap people in the damn neighborhoods on some positive shit, which would therefore would have been utilized in the future. Now where we at?
Mm-hmm. Now we doing it. In hindsight,
right.
It's too late for that shit.
Money gone.
And for all the rest of you damn cities, talking about something, they're going to run a pilot program. Y'all some fucking retards. Y'all waiting for a fucking catastrophe to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is, man. You know what? And I actually think that they not only plan for the catastrophe, just like they plan for the 911 fiasco, 9/11 fiasco, they plan for the shit. What if, just in case, another black motherfucker got killed? How we gonna handle it? This is how we gonna handle it. Well, shit didn't go like they planned it, but it had to almost, because then their training wouldn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta create a scenario in order to figure out how to adapt to it or how to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Or how it would actually play out. So now they know. And it's just the matter of us being target practice. I mean, that's just my opinion. Blog Talk Radio ain't got nothing to do with how I feel about this. So if you got a problem with me saying what I'm saying, then, you know, holler at me. Don't holler at Blog Talk, because they'll just direct you back to me. Target practice, man. We all walking around with subliminal bullseyes on our motherfucking asses. And, you know, it kind of goes true to the fact that, okay, well, who the hell we going to kill? You kill the posterity of a civilization of people. You kill the posterity. And when I say the posterity, that means the young ones. You go back younger and younger. Now the motherfuckers saying, okay, it's all right to kill a 12-year-old nigga. Okay, since we are losing our ground, we ain't gaining no population. It's time to cut the other population back. And we're going to start with the strongest DNA strand on Earth. Like Chris Wright said, that's right, I said it. You bitches is crazy if you think that you're going to eliminate all traces of the black man. The bad part is, you know, some of the commentators have a point when they say, you know, hey, man, you know, why don't the black people worry about killing off, stop killing themselves first, and then we tackle the issue about the police? No. One part is true, yes. Motherfuckers need to stop all the killing within our own race. But let me give it to you like this. If you go out in Parma, well, you ain't even got to go nowhere. Turn on the fucking news. Have you ever heard of a city called Newcomerstown, Ohio? Well, in Newcomerstown, Ohio, a 56-year-old white man shot his 55-year-old wife in their $500,000 home, okay? Over what? Investigators got up in that motherfucker, said it was fucking liquor and drugs and all kind of shit all over the place. Cocaine, everything else, like that, blah, 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 blah. So, in a scenario, some shit like that, it could be one of two things. They were some rich dope heads, or they pissed off the wrong mobster. They made the Illuminati man. Speaking of that, have you heard anything about the motherfucking mob?
Mm-mm.
You think they fuck with the Illuminati, or the Illuminati just scared them motherfuckers? Make
boys,
them say,
Them boys, like, they got deep hands.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta stay a little more vigilant, man. See, all of this shit that we're going through right now, man, motherfuckers is making money off of us, and we don't even know. You know what I'm saying? They making money off us. Man, listen. Let's say this. I'm going to say this. And all y'all motherfuckers out there, you may not like it, but it's just my opinion. This is these motherfuckers' country. If you go back past a little bit, see, I'm good at some etymology shit. Go back a little bit past the motherfucking American Constitution. Study up on John Henson and the other six black presidents, which were actually chairmen of the states, here in this motherfucking country before it became United States of America. And after it became United States of America, but pre-constitutional United States of America, the real country. All right? Go back and study some of that motherfucking shit. And when these motherfuckers couldn't figure out, damn it, we got this and they got that. They won't let us take it from them. So we got to slick leg them motherfuckers out that shit. All right? When they came up with the Constitution, the United States of America, man, don't you know that motherfuckers was owning slaves? And that the slaves weren't considered people at that point. They was considered property. All right? The slaves were considered property. So when they came and they drafted the motherfucker, they drafted, meaning the idea was put on paper. Okay? Do you think we got the finished product or do we got the agreed upon? That's another subject. See what I'm saying? Make you think. But when they drafted the Constitution for this country, they did not include the black people because we were not blacks then. We were slaves. Now, there's been many, many, many amendments and all of this shit and changes made to the Constitution, but the whole thing, and the truth of the matter was, it was never set up, you know what I'm saying, to house our needs. You know, a lot of people think, you know, Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, but here's my opinion on how that shit went down. All them motherfuckers got together and came up with a way because, listen to this, it was motherfuckers punching the clock then. It was motherfuckers working. It was poor white people working for the rich white people with the slaves. Some of the motherfuckers who was supposed to be whooping the slaves' ass weren't. They was just there to collect their paycheck. Just like your ass do sometimes when you go to work. You supposed to be pushing that button. Pa-ting, 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 pa-ting. And you sitting there pushing that bitch. Pa-ting. Listen to bob your head a little bit to the little Beyonce song. 7-Eleven. Pa-ting. You pumping out 10 pieces an hour, and they need you to pump out 25, but you doing 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how some of those motherfucking slave drivers or masters work.
And to also to remember, at the time when we were at war, it was very important that they needed to have an agreement. It could be no more hatred or separation, because at that time we needed everybody.
Everybody
had to fight.
Oh shucks, come on in, brother.
And they said, listen, all this shit was derived from them freeing the slaves, but yet we got to remember, you were freed from the plantations, but you were still governed by the government.
That's right. They gave us the laws. Oh, shit, the niggas are free. What the fuck are we going to do with them? Well, we got to find a way to keep them contained so that we can always keep our eyes on them. We don't need no uprisings.
And this is where you see the struggle has been ever since. For the right for equality, to right to vote, to right
shit.
To be able to go and sit in the damn counter right next to the white man. And also to work up in the political arena.
I love technology. But I don't even have to do it. You motherfuckers don't believe this shit. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is go and check. Just pull the shit up on YouTube if you want to, man. Thomas Jefferson himself said, you know what I'm saying, that no. And then Abraham Lincoln even said the shit when they asked him. So you want us to look at the black man, the free slave, as the same as we look at white people. Now, there was a movie out here or something that made a joke about that shit. And that man said no. This is fucking one of the presidents of our country said no. No, just because the slaves are free now, that don't make them equal to the white man. And then the motherfuckers, man, let me let Al Porter in. Hey, I'm about to go crazy on this shit. Get it in. Hey, DJ, what's going on?
What's going on, Al?
Man, if it isn't the mindset cracking people's minds.
Hey.
Unfortunately, for some reason, people still want to, like, paint this rose-colored glasses and everything else to pretend why and how this country was founded. And it, you know, it was founded on just free will and love and all of that. I'm going to just say that I'm glad you're bringing that up because let's just put it out there. I bet you in a lot of reservations and stuff all across the nation, if one of the indigenous people, a.k.a. Native Americans, came home with a turkey, I'm sure somebody gave him the beat down of his life last Thursday. So with that being said, it's like people have to realize that we were considered as less than equal. They weren't enslaving themselves. They were enslaving us. If you know, before there was a first president who became president or what have you, they didn't go out there and say, hey, we're going to enslave. They didn't say we're fighting for our rights from colonial terror from overseas and for African terrorists for the terrorism from overseas. Hey, well, we're fighting for ours. And that's it in a nutshell. So I'm just going to sit down and shut up because you telling the truth right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man. The shit is off the chain. It is.
Until the black race steps up to the plate and be responsible for themselves and conduct themselves like they're trying to be productive in society, because you got to remember, living in corporate America, shit, this is about money. That they can go ahead and they can sugarcoat it however they want to sugarcoat it, but yet when you corral the masses and you get them in a productive manner, whereas it's money being made, everybody making money. And that's how it's always been. But when you have no money being made and people with idle minds are just sitting around just being dormant, what happens? Next thing you know, the crime manifests.
Yep.
Next thing you know, our cities and our neighborhoods are being demoralized. Next thing you know, our peoples are being incarcerated. Next thing you know, the whole economic run behind what we call stability collapses.
Yeah, we got some shit going on, man. You know, a lot of people, seriously, they don't think about...
Where's the little Africa? In America. I keep asking the question. And no one wants to answer it. I asked this here. I say, well, it's quite strange. When all the immigrants came over here and were down there in New York and everything and then flooded out to the rest of the world, when you look at them being the immigrants, the bottom people, the ones who didn't have nothing, starting from the bottom, having their own little community, they had their own little festivals and everything. They know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But where do you have the little Africa at?
You know why we ain't got no little Africa, man? You can't have no little Africa. And we was the slaves. We can't see they took all of our history away from us.
But once again, we got to go back past them going over there and first started out with the bargaining with the kings and queens.
Yeah, but we don't know where the fuck we came from.
But once again, see,
we gonna make up some shit.
You can go back and do history on these damn Egyptians and shit. Well, why they can't go back and do history on the Africans?
Because we ain't from Egypt.
Okay, once again, Africa ain't that far away.
Oh, it's on the African continent. But see, we was more Moors. You know, we're blackheads.
Right, I understand that, but still, if you come stateside, being a slave, and you being free once again to represent your homeland, just like all the immigrants represent their homeland. These are immigrants who represent their homeland, just like little Italy, right? You hear me? Little Italy represent Italy, right? They here in America. They ain't got no other motherfucking spot. They just got one little strip that says little Italy, bam, they got a little flag and shit. You can paint it on the wall and all this shit. They got their little restaurants. Everybody knows that's little Italy.
That's little Italy. I'm gonna tell you what we need. We need a little African American town. Where we can take we can't trace our roots. Last 400 years. We had to go back.
We had to get
500 years.
Some serious genealogy going on.
Man.
We had to go get my guy off the...
According to Black's Law Dictionary, the definition Moor means black-headed people. Okay?
Right.
America, okay, derived from the word Moor. It was Moorish. It was a Moorish land. Okay, rica in America means rich. America.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Moors. We owned this land.
We was here already.
We was here already, man. You know what? I'm going to tell you what was true. And it's just my opinion for all y'all out there, Africanites and buffs and all of this shit. Them motherfuckers over there never liked us.
Why? I mean,
I don't think they, because they don't like us now. You're Americans, you're mixed blood. Them motherfuckers is just as ignorant as us if they think that every black person that lives in America, listen to this here, man. 12 million black Africans, okay, we don't know what countries them motherfuckers came from. They ain't telling us. They just focus on Egypt. In Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
and Mesopotamia, okay?
Well, yeah.
And wherever Shaka Zulu came from. Okay? Now, what they don't say is that out of 12 million motherfuckers that came over here, only 687,000 made it to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Out of 12 million motherfuckers that left Africa, 687,000 made it here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, out of those 687,000, you know how many of them was free? 12,000. 12,000 free, rich black motherfuckers that had their walking papers. And you know what they did? They killed them. Because you can't be this motherfucker, black motherfucker, walking up to another black man like this. You a fool? Do you know who your fucking grandfather is? You cannot teach another black man where he came from. They killed him. Oh, come on over. We got dinner cooking. We got the slaves out there making up the goat for you. Because we know you like goat. And they killed the motherfuckers. One by one. The story's out there, man. All y'all gotta do is check that out. They used to come across this motherfucking land from China. We had black kings in China. That's why they called them what is the name of that Chinese god? And they still worship that little bitty motherfucker.
Oh. Black
Sambo. Yes, sir. Sambo over here is a derogatory term. But you ask Chinese man, go into a damn hair store and ask a Chinese man, what does Sambo mean? Who's Sambo? And I guarantee you're going to tell you who the fuck he is. unless he's been westernized.
Right.
Yeah.
Sambo is the guy. That was that black motherfucker that ruled the world. He was supposed to be God from heaven, man, and the Chinese people still worship Sambo. You can check it out.
It's a lot of history that lesson is there.
So the thing is that over here, we have to look at all the reasons why they set up this country. They didn't want to not be gay. They didn't want to not create their own religion. You couldn't do that shit under somebody else's rule.
Mm-hmm.
If the queen, hey, listen here, queen. We try to, you know, having your soldiers kick our doors in and asking for
raising them damn taxes. They kept raising them taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And the people said, we ain't got no more damn money.
Give us some boats to get
just
the
like they're doing
here
now in corporate America. They're raising the taxes. They're raising the taxes.
They're making everybody want to leave, but they're making it impossible to.
Look, I go back to this here. Population control. The shit jumped off to keep the peace. The only reason why we in this course that we in, because therefore they couldn't afford to have no uprise because they knew the shit was collapsing on the other side of the planet. So you can't have an uprise over there where the money is and that money being fucked up. And then you can't have an uprise over here where the money is still being made, but yet
right.
it's being fucked up.
Right.
So we can't have all that. So somewhere along the line, we got to go ahead and keep the peace. And we got to bring the glory and the hallelujahs and the saviors to the forefront and bring you all these dreams and hopes and prayers and shit, you see what I'm saying? And everybody's minds went into an idle mode where everybody did an Arsenio. And they said, But then they asked the damn question. All right, damn it. We just said, long enough. What the hell are we going to do? Because I'm still yet to see the damn job creation.
Mm-hmm.
Of all of this shit that we were supposed to get all this government funding for the city of Cleveland and everything, and we were supposed to put all of our constituents to work and everything, I still can't understand it. How can you bring an outside fucking contractor into the city, whereas that your people are in the standby mode to do the fucking work, but yet you hire outside motherfuckers to do the shit, and it's still, when you say to the people, just stand by.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that concept.
Man,
that's
crazy.
And I still fathom the fucks with me on this run here is why the hell do we have part-time fucking work? If you want to hire somebody, hire the person.
Yeah. Well, you know, that goes back to that
population
propaganda.
Control.
No, it's not necessarily it's propaganda, man. It's fucking work out there.
But look,
but they discouraging you. They discouraging people to work by saying it ain't no work.
Yeah,
by
but saying, you gotta remember, no job.
Let me give you one. Let me
you
give
gotta
one.
Drive the bump fucking easy.
That's right.
Job.
Listen to this shit, man. I'm sorry, y'all, but I heard this shit on Rolling Martin the other day. While we was out on Thanksgiving break, the Fed drummed up another three. Is it three or is it? I think it was $3 or $4 trillion dollar debt. What do they call them thing? Bonds. Yeah, they wrote up another $3 to $4 trillion bond for the country. Yeah. While we was out on break. You probably won't hear about that shit either.
I ain't going to do that shit in the closed door room on Thanksgiving.
Because they didn't want to close.
So the country needed some chips.
Yeah.
So they went on ahead and cashed in one of their bonds.
They had their own. They had their own Black Friday event.
Hey, we ain't gonna tell them. We
ain't
gonna
tell
do
nobody.
It.
Today only.
It's a one day deal, baby. It's a one day deal.
And if you wasn't informed, then shame on you.
Oh, man.
Probably could have got a laptop for a dollar that day.
Right.
Shit, you could go to Akron and get a car for 99 cents down. North Coast Auto Mall. I know you could have got a tablet for 99 cents. Boy, I tell you, these motherfuckers is pulling our strings.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you this here. I just want to recap back on last week about my asteroid theory and the meteors and shit. Because I'm telling you, be prepared, world.
You ain't lying.
Listen, the whole, this is the problem, man. Do you really, really? Okay, we done seen this shit before. Okay, before the Egyptians, the Sumerians did it. Before the Sumerians did it, the Atlanteans did it. Before the Atlanteans did it, the Nakals did it. Before the Nakals did it, somebody else did it. Millions of years ago, these motherfuckers been building bunkers, thinking that they gonna get away from the calamities on this planet. When it's time for this motherfucker to shift and the water gonna come over here and fill this motherfucker up, I wouldn't give a fuck if you was the man from Atlantis. You drowning.
And not unless you got one of them damn crafts that you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hell was building bunkers. The hell
we all got to be Noah.
That's right. We got to get in our boats, baby. Or you got to get off the planet. And right now, everybody been talking about this Mars expedition and everything. This shit is for real. I mean, right now, we don't want to spook the planet. We don't want to have them thinking that this is the world of worlds and shit. You know what I mean? This is the end. And you must go hide all your groceries and shit. You can't stand and gather up all your water. No. Do what you got to do based on you preparing yourself to understand. Do your research, like we always say. Do your research and pay attention to what's going on in the world. Not just in your damn neighborhood.
And as a side note, y'all, serious business, man. I want y'all to read the story of Noah's Ark again in whatever religious material you got, because it's pretty much well-rounded in all the different religions. It's the same story. So check it out, but don't look at it from a prophecy standpoint. Look at it like you're reading instructions to put that table together to hold your 52-inch flat-screen TV. Okay? Read it like that. Because if you read it like that, then you'll find out what I found out is actually the instruction manual for surviving 40 days and 40 nights of water.
That's right. Because when that water come in, and the rotation of the planet, no one is going to understand that where there's coastal land, there shall be water.
Hey, don't
and
you know that
water, there shall be land.
The world built the ark and said, waiting for the motherfucking water to come, would nobody die?
That's right. Everybody be prepared. But see, this is readiness and preparedness now that's getting ready to take place. And if we do what we're supposed to do, just like that shit just happened, man, when that meteor came into Russia and everything. That shit is serious.
Yeah.
That's what I call the space debris that's ahead of the shit that's coming.
Yeah.
See, we got to be conscious that, look.
They don't believe that shit. You know what, believe it or not, most people think that we are the only motherfucking planet in the damn universe. All that shit about 9 and 12. Mm-hmm.
Well, they better get them some damn telescopes.
But how the hell did you go to college?
Right.
And you, wait a minute. You can see the moon? You can see the other little objects out there reflecting the light off the sun? But it ain't nothing else out there except planet Earth? And we the only motherfuckers that was made by the great creator?
Right.
Stop it. Stop it. Who made the damn tree then?
Right.
Why that motherfucker keep coming back there yet? Until you come down. And the stump don't go nowhere unless you dig it out.
Right.
How the hell that happened? Man. Just simple questions, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we like to ask y'all. Out here at Hood Talk Radio, Cleveland, Ohio. We joined by Cheese and also Al Porter Jr., man. For real. 646-478-0944. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? You can also kick it with us on Friday and Saturday nights with Hood Tunes Radio from 8 to 10. Did I just say 9 to 10 p.m.?
No.
I think so.
Yeah.
But 9 to 10:30 p.m. for Hood Talk Radio.
There you go. See, there you go. Just
make sure, they know.
The correction in there.
Right. No,
background.
Backlash.
Right. Hey, that's all I wanted to highlight on something there, man. I heard this guy.
Wait a minute, I ain't finished my mouth.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No. We got to bring Al in. Al is our Fox 8 News.
Fox 8 News.
God damn it.
Fox 8
News.
That's
the anchor man right there.
Man in the street.
Man in the streets. Where would we be without man in the street?
Where would we be?
Man, we'd be sitting there talking shit to each other all the time. You know what I'm saying? We say, all right, man, we got to hear what Al talking about. Because I'm telling you, we got to keep up with the hell with Al doing, man. It's hard to keep up with Al, man.
He's a busy man. He's busy, man.
He's
everywhere.
Be like, damn, I hope I ain't catching you busy. You know?
Well, yeah.
He'll say no. But we know he just being nice.
Right.
But we appreciate that.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
No problem.
It's all love, man. We just want everybody, you know what I'm saying, take some time out there, man, and click over in the news feed and your Facebook page or just go on CNN.com, anything, you know what I'm saying, just to see what's going on in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You might want to check out BBCNews.com or Writers, which is Reiters News.com or Infowars.com, you know, you know, RTNews.com. I mean, man, you know, TVTNews.com. I mean, it's a whole lot of stuff out there, man, just to teach you some shit about what's going on in your neighborhood that you may not even be aware of. And it does make a difference to you. You know what I mean?
Awareness.
It makes the difference between us getting watered down gas or some good quality gas in our neighborhood.
That's right. And I swear now, when they change them damn grades, the check engine light come on in the car.
Over and over and over again. I don't care what you do.
Just because we say, well, we ain't got no whole lot of snow coming down, we ain't in no damn summer fuel.
No.
We still need that winter fuel.
We still need winter fuel, man. They doing it to us, man, because they got the power to. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need lights. Everybody need gas. You know, we got to drive and look good while we sitting at the red light next to a motherfucker in an old car.
Yeah, but what was we watching? what was we watching? Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla can be the new fucking Ford to me of the 21st century, man. But yet, I don't understand why they're not running with this whole fucking evolution behind this battery car. How that fucking car get up to 120 miles an hour
quick
and run good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind driving no shit like that. That's cool to me. If you can get to go that fast, that's just like a regular car. I don't go that fast, but still.
They ain't got a tailpipe.
They ain't got nothing.
No,
they ain't got nothing but a battery.
All you got to do is register your shit. You ain't never got to take an AIMS test.
I'm telling you. Right now,
and they got it set up for the winter and everything.
I'm telling you.
But see, we have become, unfortunately, what they class it as a consumer country.
Right.
Commercials take
over
everything.
We don't make shit.
No.
We don't make shit. We buy everything. We use and buy everything. That's all we do.
We got to get up out of that now. We keep our people in the dark purposely for the sake of a dollar. We laugh at a motherfucker who don't got a dollar. We won't help a motherfucker who don't got a dollar because, believe it or not, there's more people that got a dollar than there is that don't. It's hard to distinguish between the two. You know, I see 20-year-old motherfuckers leaning up against the wall at the store, at the gas station, and they so polite now. Excuse me, sir. Can you spare some change? And my feet hurt from working all damn day. And this motherfucker leaning up against the stove got the nerve to ask me, do I got some change? I say, no, man.
Oh, no. Hold that thought. See, this goes back to what I was emphasizing on earlier. When I said there's a lack of fucking job creations. There's no what I call on-the-job training. Even if you did send them through the school aspect, they still don't have nothing to do after the fact.
You know what happened? They start taxing the motherfucking landscaper. You notice this year you ain't see that many motherfuckers cutting grass? No. They put restrictions on motherfuckers. You ain't no more just walking up and down the street with a shovel in your hand, dude. You don't even see them motherfuckers that much no more. You know why? Because the police will roll up on you. Like, excuse me, do you live there? Like, no, I'm just shoveling this driveway.
Well, I mean, I guess
we're going to pull out and ask you for your ID.
That was one of the thugs.
No, I'm serious. Well, this shit is some new shit.
Well, I ain't heard that one yet.
These motherfuckers, they doing the same thing they do out in the suburbs.
No soliciting.
No soliciting.
Oh, okay. Well,
they enforcing that shit.
Oh, there you go.
So it's like, well, damn.
No lawyers.
No more do you need your driveway shovel. That's illegal.
Well, you know, out there in the Heights, you can't do that. You can't go solicit out there in the Heights and shit. So.
Man, you can't roll up in no white man.
You can't be knocking on the white
yard with no damn snowblower in the back of a pickup truck. How you doing, sir? Mm-mm. You got to have a commercial on TV.
Uh-huh.
Or know somebody.
And that's true.
It's messed up, man.
Well, I mean, right now, we can't really gripe on the issue of us not having no homeland, because right now, if we were free in America, then, damn it, I guess...
You know what we free to do in this motherfucker?
Just be free.
We free to choose 3, 5, and 8, 19. These are the options. Don't read it, nigga. Just point to the menu. Point to the number. Point to the number.
Just watch the TV, huh?
Dude, yeah, because I don't know the name of these programs no more. I just know what channel they come on and what time.
Right.
And some of the titles of these shows, you don't want to repeat out loud. Death.
No.
Danger of Castle.
Right.
Cut Your Neck Open. Sex in the Afternoon.
I'm like, who the fuck? What?
Armageddon. You know, and these is TV shows.
Right. Death shit. It's all about death and destruction. Kill us all.
War. The zombies have come to California.
Ain't no fucking, right. You know, let's take us to the scientific world. Let us all be fucking smart and educated. You know, living in a peaceful society where is it? We're inventive.
Mm-hmm.
We make shit. We're supposed to be making shit left and right now. If we can master the fucking and harness fusion now and split atoms, then damn it, we're supposed to be doing some Buck Rogers shit. I don't understand what the hell we're waiting on. I'm like the damn president back when Kennedy said, damn it, I'm going to get to Mars before the end of this decade. And damn it, why we ain't saying this? Why we ain't preaching this? Why we ain't got the rest of the countries and everything energizing themselves of looking at their natural resources and building shit?
You know why?
You put your people to work.
Because they have a core curriculum to educate our children. It is. It's called CORE.
Well, right now... You got the river. I guess our people ain't supposed to be the inventors and shit. So
these motherfuckers had a whole form.
You got to have somebody. You know what? Think about that, right? You got to have somebody in the world got to buy all the shit. So somebody out there on the outside make the shit, and then this part of the world uses all the shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see how they're playing the game.
Well, that's why the IRS. It's making the motherfuckers that got overseas companies pay taxes if they live here.
Well, I guess it's time to pull in them little extra ducats in, huh?
The motherfuckers better move or bring that money back home.
I guess Billy can't hide no longer.
Hey, man, I'm sorry to say that, and I'm going to say this right quick. I appreciate all y'all motherfuckers that got into the military, y'all. Y'all anxious and bothered, you excited about going to the military to fight for the honor of our country and this and that. I appreciate that. Because even in this raggedy motherfucker being a black man, I appreciate at least being able to go to the store and buy me a mild if I choose.
Well, I mean, it's still a lightweight battle zone due to the fact that if you get caught up in the wrong shit or the wrong end,
we
can't come up
late.
Short now.
That's all, man.
Now, you can't
we
come up short now. It ain't like you can't get motherfucking bumped off just fucking crossing the street.
Look, the whole country is our hood now. You can't just walk out the motherfucking door singing la-di-da-di.
Right, you better look both ways, motherfucker, take your back.
Yeah.
And lock your shit up tight.
And you better, and the video games is giving you the truth.
Right.
You better buy you a vest or something, nigga. Yeah, I'm going to give me a little Kevlar sweater.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of that space shit. Look like a shirt, but it's bulletproof. Some James Bond shit.
I tried to put him down, sir. He didn't fall.
I'm trying
to tell y'all where we at. We ain't beyond the Thunderdome, but we getting there.
That's right.
So y'all better start armoring up. Ain't that what you said, Al?
Yes, it is.
Y'all motherfuckers, you know what? Hot damn, we gonna find that track, man. That's gonna be the thing for 2015.
All right.
The fuck up.
Right.
For 2015, we gonna bring the sheriff back to the top of the pole again.
Right.
Armor up. And I'm gonna start that shit Friday. Armor up, motherfuckers. That's what we're doing tonight, y'all. We're giving you some options right here on the Real Talk Radio with Al Porter Jr.'s Armor Up thing. If you don't understand what Armor Up means, get your mind right, motherfucker. Then you can figure out what to do with your body.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You'll be able to walk through the jungle without scratching yourself on a poisonous tree because you will recognize that motherfucker from sight.
That's right.
But it takes a little bit of learning, a little bit of research to understand what that poisonous tree look like. You know we live in a jungle, goddamn. Why not find out what's out there?
What the jungle consists of.
Because they telling you a little bit of what's going on. But if you really want to know what's going on, man, you got to listen to Al Porter Jr. on Man in the Streets Monday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944, man. I'm telling you, that's the first part. That's the first step in that 12-step program to armor up.
I'm in that.
Think about it. We got 12 chakras from the tips of our head to the bottom of our feet, right in the middle. Figure out what they are and where they are and what colors represent them. I guarantee you, man. Your motherfucking brain will pop open. You will cut them damn thick-ass braids off your hair.
Sweating them.
And let some of that energy in. Fuck around and wear a bow tie. We'd be like, no, you didn't have to go that far.
If you guys gonna wear that shit and you working in restaurant peoples, wear them fucking hairnets.
Yeah, man.
Gotta wear them hairnets, people. Managers, enforce that shit. If you're out there listening to managers, enforce that shit. Tell them I put pop one of hearing that song. I don't want no dread hanging off over my damn fish sandwich.
Yeah, and I don't want to see no baby powder in the back of your tight ass McDonald's pants. That's nasty. Look like tartar sauce.
You the word poof.
Looking like you serving a million a day.
Wow.
Etiquette, y'all. Etiquette.
Yeah, we just went off a little bit. We went off a little bit.
I'm saying. But for real, though, on everything, man, it's time to armor up, man. You know what I'm saying? They already understand that we at that point of no return now. You know what I'm saying? They know that we have stepped out of there and have not decided to come back. So, all I want is for everybody to keep doing what you're doing. You're making a lot of noise, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be some soldiers, you know, it's going to be some fallen soldiers. It is in every war. But I am so glad that people are starting to realize that we are in a war. I ain't never seen so many white people get mad because these black people are standing up again. nonviolently.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's the key. The key is to beat them with the force and the masses.
I'll keep on saying this shit. It busts my head open to watch the main media news in this city put the camera in the white man's face who said, "We're tired of you killing our black sons.
Uh-huh.
We need our black sons." A white man said.
Right.
He was standing out there right there with him blocking off the motherfucking Route 2 highway.
That's right.
Show way.
Representing.
Representing.
Just like he did back in the King era.
There was a whole lot of them out there with us. So y'all know, sure, man. And it ain't just in Cleveland. It ain't just in Chicago and Detroit. It's all over the motherfucking world. Don't you
continue
ever believe
to keep up the protest, but do it civilized.
Do it civilized. But them motherfuckers overseas is feeling that shit, too, because they ripping up.
But they got to stay civilized. Voice their opinions. If they got the crazy shit that's jumping off in their communities, bring it to their attention.
Man, they got the Taliban and the ISIS over
get
there.
Get your council people
right
in order.
They don't know what civil is.
Hopefully they ain't in the council.
Okay.
So therefore, they won't be representing you.
Oh, Lord.
But you do need that representative, and you need that representation where it's now your voice can be heard.
Yeah,
we're in the 21st century, people. We're tired of this bullshit. And we've been through already 55 years, 60 years. Let's get this shit on. Let's do it the right way now. Let's bring this attention to the right people, and let's make this shit be known.
Let it be known, goddamn. Armor up!
Armor up, people.
Armor up. Serious business. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do. Get your Christmas out the way and all your little holiday celebrations. But after that, it's time to armor up. All right, we're going to holler at y'all motherfuckers at the OPN Center Friday night.
Oh, yes.
Jeez. And we out. Peace. Bada bing. Bada.